But would you like to know what I have found to be the biggest adjustment you can make to be a better listener, especially in regards to a sales or selling dialogue? Don't take everything at face value, and don't simply accept everything the other person is saying simply because they're saying it. Let me repeat that. Don't take everything at face value. Look beyond the surface level meaning of what they're saying to get to their true feelings or their true state of affairs on the matter. So let me give you some examples of how this applies. If, for example, you're in real estate and you're speaking with someone who you know to be a high net worth prospect, and they tell you that they haven't been looking at a lot of properties lately, or they feel they're in no rush to make a move or invest, well, it probably means they're not a very good prospect right now, and you'd probably be better off investing your time elsewhere, or it's time to move on, correct? No, it doesn't necessarily mean that at all. What does it mean if they say they haven't been looking at properties aggressively lately? All it means is they haven't been looking at properties aggressively lately. For all you know, they could have not found an agent they really trust or feel comfortable with yet. Maybe they haven't spoken with an individual who created the urgency or got them to see why it was in their best interest to begin exploring different options. Maybe a few months prior, they made the rounds, didn't see anything they liked, became discouraged, and decided, you know, maybe now isn't the time. And all it would take is an agent with the right inventory and right level of conviction to have them reopen to the idea. You just don't know. Don't accept the initial concern at face value. How would it feel drifting right past someone like that and then finding out another agent put them into a seven-figure property months later simply because you didn't have a conviction or openness to hang in there with them? Ask more detailed questions and even challenge them a bit. Don't assume you always know what it means when someone says something. Don't accept everything they say just because they say it. And I'm not saying that everyone's lying to you. I'm saying that they believe they may feel a certain way until convinced otherwise. Now, that's real estate. But let's take a very different example. Let's say you're in financial services. Let's say you're dealing with someone who you know to be a high net worth individual who says she hasn't put any new money into her equities portfolio over the last year. For example. And this assumes, of course, that you're familiar with her risks and her tolerance, her overall financial objectives. You know, a higher concentration of stocks would be a suitable recommendation. In other words, let's say the compliance and the basics have already been handled, but she hasn't put any new money into that portion of her portfolio for over a year. Well, that probably means she isn't a good candidate for new money or a capital infusion into equities right now, right? No! Once again, if she hasn't put any new money in recently, what does it mean? All it means is she hasn't put any new money into her equities portfolio as of late. Maybe she was burned with a stock. Maybe she was approached by financial advisors who did a bad job, weren't listening, came across with the wrong kinds of ideas, and she got turned off. Maybe she read something in a research report or a newspaper article that changed her mind. Maybe she thinks she has to know more than she really does before making a move that an expert advisor could handle for her. You just don't know. So don't accept it. It's simply at face value. Maybe there are other aspects of her overall portfolio that no one has even bothered to ask her about. Maybe she's feeling overwhelmed by some tax issues or estate planning. You just don't know unless you investigate properly. Don't accept defeat or that there are no possibilities to be created here simply because she hasn't been active lately. A true samurai of sales asks the important questions to get a lay of the land and what's really true for the prospect or client, and he or she will look below the surface. As far as how to do that, what questions to ask, etc., more to come later on in the program. But the point is, you just don't know, so don't take things simply at face value and accept whatever the person is saying simply because they're saying it. Sometimes when someone says, "Now is not a good time," what they're really saying is, "I've had a bad experience before and I'm hesitant to trust someone else," or "I'm hesitant to even discuss this," or when they say, "It's out of my budget," what they're really saying is, "I just don't feel comfortable yet," or "I need to know some more about this before I move ahead," or "Of course I have the money, I just need to trust you first." And let me ask you something. Do you have any idea how powerful it is when you can persuade someone to do business a certain way or to revisit something for the first time that they haven't done for years because they didn't feel comfortable doing it with anyone other than you? When you can become their confidant or agent of change, if you will, in that area, Do you realize how much leverage? Let me just say it. Control you now have with this individual. Also, do you realize how powerful it is to be able to persuade someone to do business with you, period, under any circumstances? When they expressed initial concerns or objections that you simply didn't take at face value and you persisted through, it just feels great to know you were able to do that and that you'll be helping this person in a huge way moving forward. All because you didn't accept things at face value.